Craig Matkin had been studying killer whales in Prince William Sound systematically since about 1984. So there were about 5 years of baseline data, and it was very fortunate that they were, because it would have been so hard to have made any sense of what happened at the time of the, and in the aftermath of the oil spill, if it weren't for that, as far as killer whales were concerned. And one of the pods of the resident or salmon eating killer whales in the area, Craig had studied quite intensively. This was the so-called AB pod. And AP pod was a fairly friendly pod. Craig had found it quite possible to get close to that pod consistently to take identification photographs, and then the oil spill happened. Craig knew that AB pod had been close to the oil or in oil within a few days of the spill. A newspaper reporter had taken a photograph that was where the whales were easily identifiable. And and sure enough, when our study started with working with Craig, there were animals missing. I think there were five, as I recall it, missing that first summer, and another seven the following year. Perhaps it was the other way around. But within a year, we had 12 or 13 animals from AB pod gone. And the entire size of the pod was only on the order of about 20. So it was a very significant loss.